across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Ian Dayball.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
If you try something and you find it's not working, do you stick with it or do you change it?
No, it's got to be changed. Right. It's got to be changed. If the flavours don't work or the textures don't work, you know, you've got elements of the dish, you've got, you know, presentation, textures, flavours, you know, you've got to make sure it all works together. And what I tend to do is I take, you know, flavours that everybody knows and works together, but do it in a technical, different way, so to speak. You
yes.
know, with the rhubarb and ginger souffle, for instance, you know, and rhubarb and custard, I've done it as a souffle, whereas you don't really get that anywhere else, if you know what I mean.
No.
So, yeah, yeah. And then we've got, I've done the ham chips and ham egg and chips, basically.
Well.
But I've done it, basted the ham, so I've done a whole piece of bacon, and when I say basted, I've covered it with honey, and then every at 180 degrees, and every 10 minutes, I've taken the ham out, basted it again with the honey, so it goes caramelised, and I'll do this for an hour. So every 10 minutes, open the oven, baste it. And then I've got some ducks on the farm next door to us.
Yes.
So they're laying eggs. So we're using the duck eggs and we're poaching them. And then we've got some salt-baked pineapple. And then, yeah, we've done some ham hock stock chips.
Lovely.
So we cooked the chips and ham stock and then deep-fried them. So, yeah, it's you know, it's a classical dish, but done in a different way once again.
Yeah, and I guess that's that for you, from your perspective, that's the fun part, isn't
it's
it?
It's fun and it's rewarding, and then people don't really... They get the dish in front of them and go, wow, it's got the wow factor, go, wow. And then they taste it and they go even wower. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So it's job satisfaction. I mean, yesterday setting this menu up, I did 16 hours straight.
You
know, barely, I didn't have anything to eat all day because I was too focused on getting the menu prepped on, just making sure everything was perfect, because our reviews at the moment are amazing, and we've just been shortlisted for one of the best pubs in the Charlie Wells Group competition, which is in March, and you know, within 8 months of going from really bad reviews, taking over, and to be shortlisted as one of the best pubs in the Charlie Wells Group, you know, it's come down to three pubs. One's in Waterloo and one's up north, you know, so this is nationwide awards. I'm very proud of the team, very proud of what we're doing at the moment.
Yeah.
So everything at the moment has to be perfect because we've got judges coming in. But every person to me as a customer is a VIP. So everything, you know, you're paying me to give you something in return. So I've got to make sure that's perfect. I don't want any complaints.
No, it sounds awesome. And you were telling me that you've got a new chap that you've found who you've put in your pot wash, giving him a bit of a shot.
Yeah. It was a bit of a gamble, really. The thing is with catering, it's very hard to find stuff, very hard to find good stuff as well. So, you know, I went down, called up Winter Comforts, went down there, and they introduced me to a young chap called CJ. We took him on last week. He's over the moon. He's, you know, he woke up that morning at 7:30 at the Salvation Army on Mill Road.
Right.
Didn't know what sort of day he was going to have, and then he met me. And then... I said, you know, I can give you a career, I can give you a roof over your head, and he took it all on board. You know, he's had a big change in life, you know, and it's going well so far. It's
good.
It's going really well. So hopefully, you know, in 6 months, 12 months' time, he'll be creating a dish and saying, Jay, I want to sit down on the menu, you know.
Yeah.
And then hopefully, you know, you don't know where life's going to go for him, but it's going a lot better than what it was.
No, fingers crossed for him, and it's great that you've given him an opportunity there. So let's talk about love.
Shall we? I'm in love with you.
Valentine. So what have you got lined up?
What we're doing is we're doing a choice menu, so we're running the a la carte as well, and then I've created a separate menu, and it's £35 a head, really. So for that £35, you get a glass of fizz on arrival, a glass of champagne, just to kickstart the night, really. And then we've got a choice of three starters, five mains, and I'm doing a sharing platter for a dessert.
Right.
So you can end it on a nice romantic sharing. Oh,
yes.
You taste this, eat this off my spoon, a bit of like Lady and the Tramp, if you know what I mean. So yeah, we're doing like goat cheese and beetroot macarons.
Yes.
Which is, you know, goat cheese and beetroot, they work really well together, and we're sticking it with macarons homemade. So you get this like purple macaron. Obviously, it's made out of almond and egg white. Quite a technical thing to do, but that's what we do, really. And some of the ingredients are based around aphrodisiac food.
Right.
Get you in the mood, if you know what I mean. We do have rooms if you want to take a room up. I think the honeymoon suite's available at the moment. And then we've got, you can have fresh oysters. So we'll get the oysters in on the day, and then we'll open them up to order. Really big pain to do, but that's my job, and you're paying for it. So, yeah, come and have a few oysters. And then we're doing a Philly steak Wellington, serving it medium rare. So what we're going to do with the Philly steak is we're going to wrap it in Parma ham. Classically, it's done with pancake. We're going to wrap it in Parma ham, stick a chicken mousse in there, some mushrooms, and then we're going to wrap that in puff pastry, and we're going to cook that at 300 degrees for 5 minutes. And then what this does is it really coats the outside, gets it nice and crispy, and then it keeps the inside medium rare. So if you put it in at 180 degrees, so to speak, you know, you won't get as much crisp on the pastry. So that's why we're going at 300 degrees, which is very high heat.
Yes.
And it's very, you got to keep your eye on it, really. The boys are a bit worried about it, but we'll get there. You know, the team will get there. We're doing turbots, we're doing lobster as well. So you can come in. So for your £35, you're getting a choice of Philly steak, lobster, you can have a lamb. And what we're doing with the lobster tail is, well, we're buying in whole lobsters. Really nice at the moment, get them from Stickleback, and we get them in, we cook them for 7 minutes, then we take the tail out and we put that into a bag with garlic butter. We seal the bag, which is a vacuum bag, and then we water bath it at 55 degrees, and then we give that 10 minutes. And then what we've done with the claws, we've opened the claws up, we've mixed it with a bit of creme fraiche, some tarragon, and some lemon juice, and then we put that into a wonton, you know, wonton pastry, Chinese, and then we deep fry that, and then we take that out and we serve that with some peppercorn sauce, which is an interesting flavour with fish, really, a bit of peppercorn sauce.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what's going on with the mains. And then with the dessert sharing platter, the idea is that you share it with your loved one. We're doing a strawberry eat and tidy mess.
Oh, I love eating mess, yeah.
Well, what we do with the eat and mess, we've made it tidy. It's a layered, and what we do with the meringue, when you whip the meringue, we dehydrate it for 24 hours.
Right.
And then we layer it up like a Milfoy, so to speak, so it's nice and layered. Chocolate and raspberry tart, and then we've got a passion fruit souffle, coconut sorbet and baked pineapple, which is a bit of flavour going on, and it's all great, really. And at the moment we're doing a promotion on our Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
So if you go on there, you can win a meal for two on Valentine's night, and all you've got to do is like and share and just say what you love about the person that you want to bring. So yeah,
that's a good idea. Yeah, so, well, that sounds that sounds fantastic, Jamie.
Yeah. So it'll all be under candlelight, obviously. Yes. And with the obviously, it's a country pub, it's in the middle of nowhere, you know, it's going to be, the fire's going to be lit, you know, there's going to be candles everywhere, it's going to be nice and romantic, you know.
It sounds really good.
I'll come out and say hello. Cambridge 105
Radio. Wysing Arts Centre, which is just near Bourne, just outside the city boundaries here in Cambridge. They focus there on supporting artists from all backgrounds and ages to experiment and create work. They have studio spaces and residencies available, and they also host exhibitions. The next exhibition is called They Call It Idlewild by Turner Prize-winning artist Helen Camnock. And that starts on the 2nd of March. Now, Lucy Shipp is the Education Manager at the Wysing Arts Centre. She joins me now on the line. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning, Ian. Hello.
Hi. How are you this morning?
I'm great, actually. So we're just busy here in Camborne, just setting up for our new Young People's Workshops. So we've been doing some Young People's Workshops here in Camborne for a couple of months now. So for 11 to 14 and 15 to 19-year-olds, running once a month just for young people to come and sort of try something different, maybe meet new people, try working with different artists as well. So we're busy working here with Jack Cornell and setting up lots of sculpture activities. So using recycled materials, young people are going to come along this morning and have a chance to actually build what they'd like to see in their future world or future city.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool. And how many youngsters are you expecting?
So I think we've got 14 signed up this morning. So it'll be great to see what they create. So if you keep an eye on our social media, you might be able to see what they create later on. We've done things before and sort of collaborative animation. We've done some printing in the past. So it's really a great chance for people to learn something new. And people can still sign up for the workshops next month if they go to www.creativecamborne.eventbrite.co.uk. And the workshops are totally free. We're running them in partnership with Rumsey Mill and Camborne Youth Partnership. And next month, we're going to be working with Jack Cornell again, but doing some graffiti. So it should be good fun.
And what time do they run between?
So they run on the first Saturday of the month, second Saturday of the month, sorry,
yep.
from 11 till 1:30 for 11 to 14-year-olds and 2:30 till 5 for 15 to 19-year-olds. So, yeah, there's still a couple of spaces left in the morning for next month. So
book quickly. I think that's the message. And I was saying at the start there that you've got this, they call it Idlewild. Tell me a bit more about that, Lucy.
Yeah, so we've been working with Helen Kamut, who recently won the Turner Prize, or was one of the Turner Prize winning artists. She's been in residence over the past couple of months looking at 30 years of Wising, looking back through our archives and seeing really what Wising does and how it's sort of built on our experience. And really she's looking at how artists can really benefit from space and time of being idle to actually boost their creativity as well. And so thinking that Wising offers a lot of space and time for artists to experiment. So Helen's created a new film for the exhibition that will be opening soon at the end of, or the start of March. So it's on from the 2nd of March to the 3rd of May.
And is Helen somebody that you've worked with before?
Yes, so Helen came on residency to Wising before. So what we really like to do at Wising is kind of build up relationships and keep supporting artists. So it's been fantastic to have Helen back at Wising. I'm really enjoying having her back. And the exhibition is free to come along to, so it'll be great for people to come along and see that. And at the same time, we've also got an exhibition by one of our studio artists, Naomi Harwin, that's going to be on at the same time. So there's lots of people to come down and see, as well as our sort of site structures that we've got around on site. So there's lots for everyone to come and see. And we've got lots of opportunities for everyone really to get involved. So we've started doing adult art classes. So the first ones of those are coming up on the 24th of February. So people can still book on spaces for that. So have a look at our website. That's www.wisingartscentre.org. So people can still sign up to that. And then we've also just launched actually an open call for young people aged 11 to 18 for them to submit their artwork to an exhibition that will be held at Wising. So if people want to submit artwork to that, they can do. And the deadline for that is the 25th of February. And they can go to www.bit.ly/CCH exhibition. But all of the information is on our website at Wising Arts Centre. So you can check out what's going on, signpost people that you might think would be interested, or submit work yourself.
Excellent. We'll remind people of the, if you didn't get a chance to jot that down, as Lucy says, it's the website is the place to go to. And we'll remind folk of the details of the website address in just a few minutes' time. Give people a chance to grab a pen and paper. Now, I know, Lucy, you're very busy and you can't chat for long. But just before you go, you've spoken about a really broad range of things happening at the Arts Centre. But you also do off-site events, don't you? Can you just briefly tell me a little bit about that?
That's right. So we support artists through different projects. One of the projects we've been working on recently is part of a new geographies project. So that's supporting 10 new commissions across the whole of the east of England. And Wising Arts Centre have been working with Studio Morrison over at Wick and Fen with the National Trust there. And we've created a new site-specific structure sculpture called Mother. So people can head down and see that. It's totally free to go and see. And if you head to the Wising webpage, information is on there as well. And that's been a really exciting project. That's all about explorations around nature and supporting mental health, and how, again, kind of taking time can boost creativity, but also support kind of well-being and mental health. And it's a fantastic structure for people to actually just go and experience. I was down there the other week with a school group, and I'd really recommend it.
Excellent. Well, listen, Lucy, thank you so much for taking the time to come on and speak to us here at Cambridge 105 Radio. I'll let you get back to your preparations for the events that are happening today, and all the very best with that.
Cambridge 105 Radio.